Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We have a candid conversation today with our favorite, Mary Bartito, and we are talking about how to add a little bit of spicy to neurospicy. Yeah. Because we talk about neurodivergency a lot, and I think it's so important for us to know, understand, and love our neurodivergent brains. All of us humans, oh my gosh, all of our brains are on a spectrum. Like, we all are. And it's just important, again, just to know, to understand, and to work with, not against, your brain. Society, academia, all of that growing up, it was really just trying to, you know, put a round, you know, peg in a square hole, you know, like it's, and that I think can be very traumatic. So society has kind of like taught us that there's one way a brain should be. That is absolutely untrue. Okay. Like there's nothing true about that. So we talk a lot about being spicy, like be neurospicy, have fun with it. Mary facilitates a group for adults. So talk to us a little bit about neurospiciness and loving our brains.
So that's why I wore this shirt today, because it's like I'm not procrastinating. I'm going on side quests. That's how I like to view it.
Say it again. I'm not procrastinating. I'm doing side quests.
Yeah. And it's funny because like, so I like playing, not role-playing, but open-world video games, and that's kind of how my playing goes, is I've got the main quest, but I ended up doing, like, 50 different side quests, and then I go back to the main one. I'm like, well, this is great, but I like my side quest a little better. But going back to, like, the group, it's been a great group. Obviously, it's not, sometimes it's not consistent with participants, just because obviously we're all neurodivergent.
Get so, a lot going on,
you know, but what I've really enjoyed about it is like what you're talking about of just having this idea of what the brain is supposed to operate like. And I think a lot of the participants, myself included, you know, we have this one little thread that connects us, and we see these difficulties, these struggles, these victories show up in so many different ways. Like this past week, we talk about emotional invalidation, the myths about ADHD and neurodiversity, and just the participants I had, like, they're like, wow, yeah, that shows up. This is how I see it, you know, and we were able to connect that because that is one of the things like working with a neurodiverse population I've enjoyed is helping people see, like, yes, this is a beautiful superpower, but it comes with some struggles.
In this world.
Yeah.
You know, in our society, it comes with
And struggles. It's been great to help people accept that, work through those traumas, those demystifying these beliefs of, I don't know, I'm not good enough. I'm just smart, whatever it is. And it's like, no, you are. It's we're just working with a different brain that is beautiful.
And I don't believe in like smart or smarter, but I believe that that difference and neurodifference, man, that is the spice of life. That's why neurodifferent people tend to be CEOs and entrepreneurs and leaders and thought leaders and creatives. We need that. We need that as much as we need anything else that maybe a more neuro, quote unquote, typical brain would excel in. So yeah, I do believe that it is and can be utilized as a superpower, because the hyper awareness, the focus, you know, and that's why I don't like the term or the diagnostic term ADHD, because it's not a lack of focus. We hyper focus. We just can't do that, all that multitasking going on. Like we want to focus on this one thing. Leave me alone. Stop all that going on outside of it. I need to finish this. And also just being super intuitive, emotionally intelligent. Those things really come with being neurospicy. And like, I just really want to encourage all humans to know and love their brains and be able to honor it the way it's designed and let it work for you the way it's designed to work for you. Like, we all have gifts. We all have talents. We all have things that come easy to us, and we have things that are challenging, and we have things that are struggles. And that's when we want to partner with other people. You know, like, I ask Mary all the time to do things for me that my brain can't do as well as her brain can. And we're just two people here. Right. And so we need to know, like, what do I do really well? What do I need to lean into? And what do I need to get help with? So talk a little bit more about neurospicy. I know we have it in this season because our Plan to Recover journal really is designed in a lot of ways from my ADHD brain to yours, to the world's, to all neurospiciness. Because it helps with all of the executive functioning challenges that you might have. And what are executive functions? I mean, it really is being able to effectively plan and execute things consistently. And we struggle with things sometimes more than others, but with things like procrastination. And if you struggle with procrastination, you probably struggle with perfectionism. You just don't recognize it. You know, because sometimes people are like, how can I be a perfectionist? My room is a complete wreck. Well, your room is a complete wreck because you haven't cleaned it, because you know how long it's going to take for it to be perfect. You know, they always go hand in hand. Like, perfectionism and procrastination always go hand in hand. And so people beat up on themselves. They have these negative core beliefs like, well, I'm a mess. No, your room's just messy, but you're not a mess. So what comes up for you in a
second? It's funny that you bring that up, because I can definitely relate to that. Like, it's, I feel like for a lot of us who may be nerd, it's never good enough. Like, it's not that perfect clean. It doesn't feel perfect. I think that's the key word, because we go by feeling. What feels good, what doesn't feel like it's feels wrong, it feels anxious, feels stressful. So we may or may not do it. Because for us, like, if those of you who may not know, like, the threshold for emotions is a little lower in our brains compared to the neurotypical brain.
That's right.
So we're going to feel it 10 times more than what the typical person is. So
yeah, we don't regulate emotions the same way. You know, the emotional regulation is different, and the distress tolerance is down a tad.
Yeah.
Which we can work on. Yeah. Right.
And so I think, like, going like with that perfectionism, you know, I, like I said, I get that. That makes sense to me, because like, if I'm thinking just like my desk, like, yes, things are put away that it looks good enough, but it's not what I am picturing or feeling needs to be like what quote unquote clean is.
Which you were envisioning
before
you started.
Before I started, because then we went on the side quest, we found the cool stuff, and then now we're sitting on the floor going through the pile of stickers we have saved, you know, and now 15 minutes has gone by, and it's like, oh, yeah, should have go back to that, to the main quest. And I think that comes with a lot of avoidance too, like not just the stress, but also the task initiation, like to say, okay, I need to organize like my books, to organize the paper, shred the papers. There's so many steps to that that is so overwhelming, you know? And I get that with clients too, that I'm like, think about it, like washing the dishes takes so many steps. And so now our brains are like, that's going to use up like
a lot of energy,
eight of my tokens of energy that I've got. And then, and I still have to meet up with friends for dinner. So what am I going to do?
And do you see how, like, when you're just thinking that, the anxiety comes up because you start to get dysregulated and then it's easy to procrastinate. Right. It's easy to put off. And unfortunately, you're kind of like rewarding yourself for that because the anxiety then goes back down when you procrastinate. Like, have you ever noticed, like, as soon as you say, F it, I'm not doing that today, the anxiety goes, you know? But we don't want to reinforce that. We want to lean in a little bit, get little chunks done, right? We want to feel then that boost of dopamine that comes when you accomplish something. So those are the things we want to start to change and shift and reinforce. And I do believe that that is what the journal is designed to do, to take small stabs, little chunks, and let those little chunks eventually build up to go a long way. You're really addressing a lot of those negative core beliefs that say, like, I'm not doing it right. I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing good enough. I don't stick to things. I don't know, like, I'm a quitter. All of that stuff is what we are really working on, you know, diminishing and expelling and saying, no, that's not true. Look at what I can accomplish every single day. As you were talking, Mary, I'm just thinking, okay, that's one thing I put in the journal. That's one thing I put in the journal. That, I mean, when you're talking about, I want to organize my desk. Why wouldn't that be something that you work on for 90 days? You know, I want to organize my office. Okay. So, like, how do we take little stabs and little chunks of that every day instead of being like, well, I've got this vision and I have to accomplish it in 24 hours. And then you're just going to procrastinate it because it's too much.
And I like to bring that because, like, the listing thing, like, going back to my group, you know, group members are sharing their experiences, which I love because it helps, like, us know, like, that's why group is so great, because it's like, I'm not alone. This is how somebody else has done it. Maybe I can take that on. Like, one group member was talking about how they only focus, like, in the journal, like, one or two things. And if something else gets done, it's like, bonus, we did. Good. I was that's great. I love that perspective. But one thing, like, I noticed too is this feeling of stuckness that some people get, of almost like paralysis. You know, it's like we talk about, like, those core beliefs of, I know we should do it, or that anxiety kind of goes down. But I've noticed for some people, they procrastinate, that anxiety went down just a little bit, but it's still there. And then
still in the back of their mind.
And it's like tackling, like, their self-worth or their perspective. And I just wonder what would be the best way to tackle
that. And they can't really, you know, engage their frontal lobe to do participate in the executive functioning, because their amygdala in the back of their mind is still sensing a threat. That room, that disorganized room, is still a threat. So even though I've kind of convinced myself, whoo, I'm not doing that today, the amygdala is not shut down. Good. So when people say, well, it's still in the back of your mind, I want our audience to hear their amygdala is still humming. Like, it's still back there saying, there's a threat out there somewhere. And I know tomorrow when I walk in, I might even feel worse about it than I felt today walking into it.
Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy, and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today.
What was your question, though?
I think that answers part of like the where that stuckness comes mm-hmm. from, you know, and how to overcome that. Like when the amygdala mm-hmm. is like saying there's perceived threat, there's mm-hmm. a threat out there. How can we like ease that down mm-hmm. so that way it's like, okay, it's safe.
I've got a solution. It's right here. And it is called the Plan to Recover Mini Journal, Journal for Recovery and Self-Discovery, written from my ADHD brain to the world. And there is only one answer to that, and it is holding yourself accountable mm-hmm. to your routine. You know, there is a part of our neurodivergent brains, because we think so big
right.
and we've got such a big picture brain, there is a part of us that rebels when it thinks about routine right. or structure, even though we thrive in it. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, once it's there or we're forced to do it, we thrive, okay? And we rebel wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. I rebelled for at least a decade when it came to journaling or even mm-hmm. just holding myself accountable right. to certain habits that I knew I needed in my life. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you do it. Mm-hmm. You establish healthy routines that support your long-term goals. Mm-hmm. And one day at a time, you start to feel that sense of, you might still get that sense of dread right. or that anxiety or that overwhelm or that dysregulation. But because you have the routine in place, as soon as you start working through that, whoo, it calms down. And then you can go a step further. And it's what we call, it's like vagal toning, really, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. is every time you're feeling that distress, but you do something anyway. Every day that gets better and better and better, and you're increasing your window of tolerance. We talked about how we don't always have great distress tolerance. Right. Well, you can. Yeah. And it starts with stuff like this. Mm-hmm. The things that are simple, they are not easy at all, but they are simple. Yeah. I will never say that they're easy.
Right.
They're simple. Mm-hmm. And so when people say like, well, how do I get started? You know, people don't like that it's a simple response. Right. Routines, mm-hmm. AM routines, PM routines, structure, consistency, self-trust, self-love. That's what comes yeah. over time when you do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like simple, like I think all of us as neurotypical neurodivergent, mm-hmm. we get it up in the logical side of like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
But right. But to like when you're talking distress tones, I think of like the emotions that are tied to that. Cause mm-hmm. right, there might be some anxiety that's still pushing us, you know, or oh, I can do that. That's simple and easy. But then I think we set ourselves up a little bit. So when we don't do that simple, easy thing, you know, mm-hmm. now I'm seen as a failure. It's not
it's the
know,
all or nothing,
right?
Yeah, black and white. And it's another thing that we work really hard to overcome right. through this specific bullet journaling practice, because it says you don't have to do it right.
Right.
You don't have to do it perfect. You don't have to be good at this at all.
Mm-hmm.
You made an effort towards that, and you're holding yourself accountable, and you're willing to notice and look at it. That's when change starts to happen, mm-hmm. Because we understand that all or nothing. Well, oh gosh, you know, here I am. I've engaged with my journal for 10 days in a row, and I've only done one of those habits, not three. Well, that's one freaking habit right, that you weren't right. doing before, yeah. you know? So it really does allow for, you know, and it's part of our daily prompts. It really does allow for self-compassion to come up. These are our daily prompts. And so like, that's what we're looking at. It's like, what was your victory? What was your struggle?
Yeah.
Start to notice your triggers and your right. dysregulation. So you identify that and then give yourself compassion mm-hmm. and imagine what you want tomorrow to look like. So then you start forecasting for tomorrow. And that's where, you know, a neuro spicy brain is going to come to life, because we are so great with our imagery. We are so great with that video that we get to play in our brain about what tomorrow mm-hmm. looks like. And we're so good at it that when we imagine it and sit in it, and feel that feeling that we want to have tomorrow, we're almost guaranteed to have it tomorrow. We are like the world's best manifestors of all time. We are the best. So why not use our right. strengths? And, you know, our daily prompts are really trying to highlight that and bring that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and I think that's so important, because like I said, just in my profession, like mm-hmm. working with neurodivergent people, like that's, I think the hardest part is to give ourselves compassion and notice right. I did one thing, and it's been amazing to accomplish that. And that's what I try to highlight. I'm like, yeah, it's annoying that we didn't get to do the three, but we did the one. Let's take that as a win,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that goes back to that negative core belief of not enough.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When it's like, But I did one thing that I didn't do last
right.
week.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we really struggle to stay in positive emotion very long. And we definitely drift, you know, with some ease down that default mode network in our heads towards negative. Mm-hmm. And so we have to work and we have to spend time in self-reflection and like really noticing the victory and staying in it.
Yeah. And another question that comes up, like when you say like that with the, you know, the sticking with the negative core belief, I wonder, you know, is just as much as positive emotions, you know, we get the good dopamine, we get the feel good. That's what we're chasing, right?
Yeah.
Is I wonder too, if like sticking in that negative emotion is also just as stimulating, but maybe even more stimulating. That's why we might stick in those negative.
I think it's addictive.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The word is addictive. Yeah. Because there's that chemical cocktail that is produced first down here and then goes all the way up. And we become addicted to that chemical cocktail. And just like in procrastination, that is an addiction. It's because we hold on as long as possible until we get so much dread and adrenaline that we force ourselves to do the task. I started to notice that in myself, and I really have done a lot of work around it, but I really noticed it in grad school. And I was like, why do I wait to the last minute to focus on something that I know is going to take a tremendous amount of brain power and energy? And it was because it was overwhelming. And it would take me being so freaking overwhelmed and dysregulated to get what I needed chemically to dive into it. And I really had to work backwards from that and be like, okay, like, how do we work to overcome it? And I get it. Like, it becomes so addictive. It's like, I need all of this horrible chemical that makes me feel like crap about myself to get something done.
Right.
And even after I ace that test, I don't feel great. Feel great. And that's not... here. Like, I just feel really good about that. And I think I would have if I hadn't have procrastinated or stored up all the negative energy to get it done. And so, yeah, I think that's a great question. And I think it is very addictive.
Yeah. No, I could see that myself. Like, any of it, say, is stress.
Yeah.
Stress is very addictive to push us through. Like, you know, like you said, that procrastination of I waited so long, so now I'm stressing. It's the fuel that's getting me through, but at what cost?
At what cost? You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually a big costs,
right.
Mentally, emotionally, physically.
Yeah.
So these are all just really important things to consider for the neurodivergent brain. And then also like why that brain might benefit from the Plan to Recover mini journal. So really hope that this reaches you and that you feel empowered and inclined to take it a step further with our journal. So thanks so much.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully
and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success and recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover Journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves Phototherapy Patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast.